Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. People and businesses affected by the January winter ice storm have more time to file their taxes. The IRS says folks in more than 20 counties have until May 22nd to file certain federal tax returns and make payments. This applies to much of the state, including everyone in WPLN's listening area. Eligible taxpayers will be automatically identified by the IRS. As a toddler, Nashville musician Wu Fei was chosen by the Chinese conservatory system to play Gu Zheng. After years of learning the enormous and ancient 21-string zither, she carried the expectations of her parents and professors through one competition after another. By the time she was in her 20s, playing made her miserable. So she came to the States and landed in an experimental music program at Mills College. On our daily show, This is Nashville, Faye tells host Blake Farmer that it took only one ensemble improvisation practice to change everything.
And that moment, I felt, I got it. I get it. This is it. And then that was like overnight. From then on, I felt basically I had a pair of strong wings prepared by my professors, by the training, but I never knew how to use them to fly. And that was the moment I took off from the cliff. And ever since, I was like, oh, it's so fun.
You can hear more of that wherever you get your podcasts. NASA's Artemis II mission is underway and a 10-day journey around the moon. It's the first time in 50 years that NASA has sent astronauts to the moon. Tennessee will be represented in a future Artemis mission. Geologist Jeanette Luna with Tennessee Tech University has been selected for Artemis IV, which will land on the moon. She's part of the science team who will help determine which rocks should be collected and brought back to Earth. The mission is tentatively set for 2028. If you've been to the Nashville Zoo lately, you might have missed the giraffes, but worry not. They're out and about again. Their habitat was getting some renovations done, according to a spokesperson. In the meantime, they were hanging out in their barn in the private outdoor area attached to it. The updates won't catch your attention. Workers added some concrete and drainage to the giraffes' feeding area. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.